on May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil, returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd. Only on Paramount Plus.
New CBS Monday.
Federal agents.
Hands where we can see them.
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it up.
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violent Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10, 9 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Thursday, April 11th, 2024. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change coming at you a little later than usual. We apologize for that. Had some stuff to take care of, but we have a great show for you today, and it's a big day here on the airwaves, as it were, for us. Got Mark Porter and Bill Curlett coming up, and we're going to dive deep on spring game, recruiting visitors, get that red carpet rolled out and let you know exactly who to be following, if there's commitment watch, etc. Also, at 11:30 a.m. today, and I'll put a link to this here on in the chat, and there'll be a link to this for those of you podcast listeners in the first or second message of the board below. Ryan Day is hosting an exclusive interview with Ryan Day, Jonah Booker, and Dave Biddle will be doing it. It's going to be on Twitter Spaces. I'll put a link to you for that. The reason we are doing it on Twitter Spaces is you have access to a lot more people this way, and then the content from that, if you can't join live, will be turned into a podcast and put on the site later on today. So we've got today's show right now, and then we've got 11:30 live on Twitter X Spaces, whatever they call it now. I think it's X, with Jonah Booker, Dave Biddle, two of our best, and Ryan Day. That's an exclusive. You can submit questions now if you check the link. I'll put it up here. And then for those of you who can't make that, like I said, we will have a podcast version of that up shortly thereafter. Today's show with the Grand Poobah and the Dean is brought to you by Nuts.com. We've talked about this ad nauseum, but this is a fantastic company. I can truly, honestly vouch for the quality. You get your items in a bag, you rip it, and I'm telling you, you know when you open something fresh and you can smell day of, that's their deal. Whether you're someone always on the go or in need of snacks to fuel your day or simply enjoy having a plethora of snack options within arm's reach for nights on the couch, that's me. Nuts.com is your ultimate snacking destination. One-stop shop, freshly roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours and more. Wide selection means something for everyone. Quality is the top priority. Like I said, they roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships. It reaches you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/bucknuts. So go check out all the delicious options at nuts.com/bucknuts. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/bucknuts. So without further ado, I bring in my guys. Gentlemen, how goes it? And I'll tell you this, Bill and I discuss weather several times a year, and it's not because we're gardeners or suntanners. We want good weather when lots of recruits are in town. And I would say the spring game, I need some good red carpet weather, Bill. We talked about this yesterday. We're looking at, 65 and likely sunny right now. We'll go for that. Let us know who we really should be looking at this weekend in terms of visitors. And please start with the receiver from Texas. explain why he's coming and could he leave as a flip?
Well, the weather, I just checked, as a matter of fact, the high now, as of right now, 63 and totally sunny on Saturday.
Perfect.
I would certainly expect at least 80,000 in the stadium, I would think, on Saturday. In fact, I was talking this morning with the coach of a well-known, well, maybe not real well-known yet because he's a 2026 guy, but a great player, Bryce Perry Wright from Buford High School. And he is still coming up. His visit is still on this weekend. And I told the person about the weather, and he said, oh, boy, he's going to love it up there at Ohio State this weekend. I said, yep, I think he probably will. But if you didn't know, Bryce Perry is a defensive lineman from Buford, and he is a great player. Again, class of 2026. But getting back to the question about the Texan coming up, that is DeCorian Moore, the 6 foot, 165 pounder from Duncanville, absolutely elite wide receiver, committed to LSU, but he still has four schools on his list, and one of them is Ohio State. He is going to be at Ohio State on Saturday unless something happens at the last minute to change it, which I do not expect. I thought the most interesting thing about him coming up was what his mom said to me, actually. She said that she's coming with him, and I'm going to paraphrase here, but basically she had to come with him because after he got back from his first Ohio State visit earlier this spring, he talked so highly of it. She said that he loved it so much and talked so highly of it, she has to see what he sees. And I thought that was a pretty key way to put it, that obviously DeCorian was super excited and thrilled about his first Ohio State visit. So we'll see what happens. You know, I wouldn't take a flip off the table, but, you know, I think what the most likely scenario is he's going to make official visits, and Ohio State will be one of them. That's what I think is going to be the most likely scenario.
I wouldn't mind for Team Sanchez to check in on this, because I believe Devin Sanchez has been like poking at the LSU fan base, God forbid.
And by the way, Devin Sanchez added to our running list of players visiting Ohio State this weekend. Devin posted this morning, I will be in Columbus this weekend. And that makes all three of the great cornerbacks that have committed to Ohio State, Devin Sanchez, Naeem Offord, and Blake Woodby, they will all be at Ohio State on Saturday.
I think we may have even shown DeCorey Moore before, but it's worth another shot here because I remember this play, actually. This is what you call splitting the steam.
We did a breakdown, but this is his huddle breakdown, so this may be a little different than we watched, so we get maybe – but the same theory. I mean, 18 touchdowns, and a lot of them are just go balls running by people who are foolish enough to not have a safety over the top or foolish enough to get up and press coverage. Or look at the off coverage there, how much room he has. And I think we saw the leaping ability. And I remember some of these plays talking about him, but just an overall great athlete. I think how many times have we said the next Chris Olave, the next Garrett Wilson? You know, it's really strikingly how Brian Hartline keeps finding the same type. If he had a girlfriend and he was dating the same type over years, I think there'd be a theme. Maybe he'd only to take blondes is what it looks like here.
He's impressive, man. And he does fit. It's amazing. He does. If you are about somewhere between 5'11 and 6'1 and you weigh between 175 and 195 pounds and run like the wind and have great hands and blessed with athleticism, it's for you. All right, Bill.
You know, could talk about that a little more, you know, there was a fascination with 6'2, 6'3, 6'4 receivers, you know, and then it was really the rage for the NFL for a period of time. But, you know, some of those guys never panned out. There were a lot of first-round busts with bigger receivers. And if you kind of do the math on why, they don't come in and out of breaks. They don't hit the breaks as suddenly. They don't pop out of the breaks as suddenly with, you know, that quickness. And that's what separates you, especially at the most elite levels and man-to-man coverage. So you're seeing this type of, like, you nailed it, around 6 foot. Don't have to be 200 pounds. Don't want you to be 165 either, but we need you to fly and come in and out of breaks. And that's been the style of receiver here for the past couple seasons. It seems like we're picking from that style. And I know there's people, where's our big 6'5 guy? Where's, you know, our little gadget player? We have the ideal height, weight, and speed for receivers here, and we've nailed it with this type.
I don't want to get into, and I might later on, the silliness that I hear around Marvin Harrison and the draft. It's literally setting intelligence back years, the chatter that's going on. We'll talk about that later. But I also imagine, like, the Chip Kellys of the world and the Shanahans of the world, if you're designing a bunch of plays where the guy's moving in a bunch of different directions and cutting, you can't be 6'5", 240. You don't move that well. You can't be, you know, a lot. The West Coast offense is basically just get the ball in someone's hand and let them go. That's, you know, the 6'5X guy over the top is different. And if you look at the draft, I think last year there was only one X receiver picked among the top 10 receivers, the bigger kid from Tennessee. Now this year there's a few different, and also Marv kind of breaks the mold because he's moves like an Olave or Garrett Wilson and as big as those other guys, which is why we go back to pedigree and Marv. But
Jeremiah Smith is going to break that mold too, he moves like he's a smaller guy too. So there are bigger guys that do it, but I saw someone, you know, post the Randy Moss effect. Yeah. Everyone was looking for that next big body, but that body type was so rare. I just watched an interview where Randy Moss said he ran a 10-1 in the 100 in high school. Does anyone have any idea how fast that is at 6'5"? I mean, that's like alien. There are aliens that can't do that. So, you know, we're comparing or we're looking for people that don't exist when you start following these prototypes. But you do find the curve breakers with Harrisons and Jeremiah Smiths. But we definitely got off. I brought us off the subject there. But you nailed it. Like, some people don't think that's a flattering type, that 5'11", 6 foot receiver. But I'm telling you, we're going to watch a tape here of some combine footage. And there's a receiver from Glenville that's only about 5'9". And it reminds you of Shane Wynn, Bill, if you want to go back that far. When he hits the brakes and comes in and out of his brakes, he loses kids by 5 yards. He is so sudden and so explosive. So that type of receiver is valuable. It really is in the separation business.
Tell you what, and we'll get back to the real point here, but that's the reason I think Malik Nabers from LSU is climbing the charts or has people arguing him against Marv, because when you watch it on tape, it looks like he shot out of a gun, which is fine. But I would remind people this about the NFL. There is not that much run after the catch. It's not college football. You don't catch it and juke three guys and get going downfield. You're getting your head taken off. I'm a CeeDee Lamb fan, and that was his specialty. It's taken 3 years for him to learn to be a real receiver, and it was this past year. But you are not running with the – unless you're Tyreek Hill – you are not just going to get the ball and run away from NFL players. I digress. Bill, back to you. You're the one everyone's here for. We apologize. Most of the time it's Mark and I talking and Bill looking at us like, what the heck? You should see before and after the show. Bill, who else is coming this weekend?
This morning, I might add, as you guys are conversing, I've got text messages, DMs coming in from players. I got to see what the heck all these things are, and of course I didn't get them all. After we get off the show, I'll catch up and see what else came in this morning. It was kind of crazy.
All right, Bill, I know one running back that I would like to see in Scarlet and Gray texted you this morning. You don't need to name names, but let's name some names for this weekend. The low-hanging fruit question, every podcast ever done here, we have gotten the same two questions. Who is the next commitment, and who is on commitment watch? The floor is yours, Dean.
Well, the class, let's start. You kind of break it down this weekend. 2025 kids coming in, 2026 kids coming in, some 2027 kids, not a lot, and then the commitments that are coming in. And, you know, the commitment list, I could basically say just – who's coming in? Well, basically take a look and see who's committed to Ohio State. If they're committed to Ohio State, they're probably going to be at the Horseshoe this weekend. Not every single one of them, but pretty close. So most of just about all the commitments will be in Columbus this weekend. I already mentioned the three that make up the trio of cornerbacks committed to Ohio State. So, you know, from there, let's go back to the 2025 kids. And you talked about who's the next commitment and all that. Well, I guess I'd start with the 2025 guys that confirmed that Cody Haddad, the safety from Cleveland St. Ignatius, will be at the spring game this weekend. And that's big. You know, I've got him crystal ball to Ohio State. He is someone certainly to keep an eye on. Once a Wisconsin commitment. But, you know, we've talked about him a lot, that if he had played 12 games for Ignatius, he would absolutely be a four-star guy. He's a three-star guy right now. He only played four games for St. Ignatius this year, but absolutely expect him to rise to four-star. And kid to keep an eye on this weekend, certainly, as far as, you know, maybe he makes a decision sooner rather than later. We'll see. Out of the 2026 kids, people that maybe could make a decision soon, you know, I would keep an eye a little bit on Maxwell Riley, the offensive lineman from Avon Lake. He'll be at the game. And then Will Conroy, another St. Ignatius kid. Now, again, I'm not saying these guys are going to commit for sure this weekend, but, you know, keep an eye on them. Now, going back to other 2026 guys, or I should say 2025 guys this weekend, you got Jeff Overton, the running back from Virginia, Maiden Faramo, the linebacker from California, certainly a great player. Jonah Williams is supposed to be here. I think he will be, but let's see what happens. He has, on a couple of occasions, not been able to make it to Ohio State. And that would probably go for Brandon Cesar, too, from up in Cleveland. You know, he has been a hard guy to get back on campus, but he tells me that he will be. And here's an interesting one for you, Dan. Nick Brooks. Huge offensive lineman from Iowa. 6'7", about 335. He is supposed to be at Ohio State this weekend. Does not at this point have an Ohio State offer. I could see that changing, especially when you look at his official visit list right now. Georgia, this is in order. May 31st, Georgia. June 7th, USC. June 14th, Texas. And June 21st, Iowa. Pretty good official visit list. Obviously, been offered a scholarship by all those schools and a lot more. Alabama's offered him. Michigan's offered him, and so on. So that's an interesting guy coming into Ohio State this weekend that I guess I'd put him at least on the offer watch list. Then you go to the class of 2026, Jakeem Stewart, defensive lineman from Louisiana, the number one player in the class of 2026. Jaire Edwards from Maryland. He is one of the country's top, if not the country's top, safety prospects. I mentioned Bryce Perry Wright, Brody Keith, a wide receiver from North Carolina, the Ohio State's offer. Micah Champ Smith, huge offensive lineman from Florida that likes Ohio State a lot. Supposed to be at Ohio State this weekend. CJ Sibley, another kid from Buford, who actually I think that he's probably not going to make it this weekend, but he is on the list. But I kind of think he won't make it. And, you know, the list, Dorian Barney, great player from Georgia, supposed to be in Ohio State this weekend. And up in your area, Mark, Sincere Johnson from Cleveland Glenville. Hate to not mention those guys that will be at Ohio State this weekend. Unfortunately, Elbert Hill will not be at Ohio State this weekend. He is going to be at that 7-on-7. We've talked about that before. A 7-on-7, a huge 7-on-7 in Dallas, has some great players. Nate Roberts, he visited Ohio State last weekend, April 4th to 6th, because he's going to be there. And Elbert Hill will be at that this weekend. So, guys like Nate Roberts and Elbert Hill will be at that 7-on-7. And it won't be at Ohio State this weekend, but Nate Roberts did move it up to last weekend.
Thank Trey McNutt for that. Got that rule change. Now Elbert Hill's on a plane to Texas. I think there's another spring game going on too. Don't quote me on that. I have to look that up. I thought there was another school having a big time spring game, but we want offensive linemen. We want big offensive linemen. This is the aforementioned Nick Brooks. Mark, take us through your initial vibe on the enormous offensive lineman from Iowa. Good Lord.
You know, like as I kind of privately said to Dan, let's take a look at this Nick Brooks because I'm intrigued. Bill says he doesn't have an offer yet. Well, let's see if he should. Right out of the gate there, he doesn't bend very well. Like down on his stance, you could see he's at about a 45-degree angle. That butt is not very low. So that would be a knock for big-time guys. But I'm not worried about that because he has the obvious size here. I don't think he runs that well in the open field there, if you saw that. So I think he's maybe a project more than, you know, anything right now, just on two clips. You know, just massive size, though. This is the type of kid that probably comes out as an NFL prospect in a couple years because someone's going to take him and put a jump rope in his hands and put him up in the weight room and all that stuff, and he's going to lose some of this maybe flexibility issue I'm seeing here. But, boy, I haven't seen many kids this big, and this power he has is absolutely rare. As you see right there, he just absolutely manhandles kids. So you're taking, you know, I would classify him as maybe a caveman, has some raw strength and some raw ability to move people in the run game, but his feet, like getting up to a linebacker there, looks really good. Yeah. There's clips here that flash, which you're going to get in the future, but you see maybe some clips of where he's come from. A lot of these, you got to remember, young linemen are like those puppies with big paws, and they're kind of flopping around. And a couple of these clips, you see the young puppy that was in them. And this is the first time I've watched him, so you're getting my raw take play by play. But boy, caveman strength and just the ability to throw kids around like he belongs with the Flintstones with the Grand Poobah.
You know, just the guy that he reminds me of a little bit, just watching tape, DeJuan Jones. I mean, massively, he is reminds me of DeJuan Jones a little bit. DeJuan was 6'7", just like this kid. This kid's 335, 340. DeJuan was bigger than that, but just the general vibe, feeling you get from watching. A little bit, viewing-wise, a little bit like him.
And I bet I'm not the first, I bet I'm not the first one to probably point out his feet to him. I'm sure his coaches have. And you know what? He's probably doing the same thing all the kids in Ohio are doing, working on their weaknesses and getting better. So by the time you see him at a summer camp, some of those, you know, features we're not liking right now may have changed. I mean, I'm going to show a video later on of a raw combine camp where you see kids working on their deficiencies. So, yeah, this is definitely a project with what you would call major upside.
There's just only so many people on earth that provide you with that clay. Does that make sense? Like, you can boil that down. You can't boil that up. You can't make someone 6'8", 350. You can get them down to 6'8", 340. They can change his diet. He probably hasn't had great coaching or as good he would get in college. And by the way, he doesn't have to go to the NFL or start for Ohio State or another major program next year. You've got several years to deal with him. And as we've talked about, as was pointed out here, DeJuan Jones, if you did the draft over again, would probably double his salary. So, and Doug brings up a great point. DeJuan was a really good basketball player in Indianapolis. Sweet feet. All right.
If you remember, I went on a digression in the last episode about rankings. Rankings are, to me, are more about how sure you are the player is going to be good, more than taking a kid like this and projecting him out how good he'll be. I think the rankings, when you're a five-star, you're very safe, where guys like this, when you have to put a redshirt year in, maybe a freshman year in, till you get them to spit out in your starting lineup, some teams don't want to wait and some teams don't have to. They're taking finished projects, but you don't find upside like this very often.
After you read that, Dan, I have to add a little story about to that after you read your next commercial there.
Bill is becoming a professional, and that is called a tease, people, in the business. But Bill's right. We are also sponsored by Gooder, a fantastic sunglasses company. And I would tell you this. How many times have you been out with your friends? Oh, so you go to a Buckeyes game, the sun is shining, the sun goes down, you take your glasses off, the next morning comes, and you ain't got no glasses. We've all done that. We've all spent too much money on glasses and lost them. Gooder is the solution. Stylish sunny, starting at only $25 a pair. No slip, no bounce, all polarized. They sent us some of these. They're tremendous. They sent us three pairs, and my two sons claimed two before I even got them out of the box. Great stuff. And like I said, durable, fit great. I used to be the guy when I go to Ohio State game, I'd stop at Krauser's or 7-Eleven. What do you guys call it out here? Stop and go and buy a cheap pair of $8 sunglasses because I knew I was going to lose them. but I didn't have the fashion vibe going. Gooder hooked you up. 100% polarized, only $25, so affordable. You never worry about losing or breaking them. They have great names. I wear Call Me Tarmac Daddy because I like to fly private. Great for running, cycling, working out. You want support? If you want to support this show and try a pair, Gooder is giving Bucknuts Morning 5 listeners free shipping. So you can go to gooder.com, GOODR.com/Bucknuts, and use code Bucknuts for free shipping. Gooder offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. I know you guys sometimes chuckle at the ads, but nuts.com and Gooder, I'm telling you, these are quality, quality deals. So let's do that. All right. Let's, Bill, everyone has been waiting a
bit of breath. Story real quick. Remember, we teased that. We better tell them.
Bring it.
You mentioned about seeing DeJuan Jones and how he played basketball at Indianapolis, and he did. And there was some clip or something put out this recently showing DeJuan back in his high school days in Indianapolis playing hoops and how well he moved and everything. So lo and behold, my daughter, who is married in her 30s and all, my oldest daughter, she texts me sends me the clip of DeJuan Jones in his hoops and is talking about him being a really good player for the Browns now and how, look at this guy when he was in high school and everything, what he was doing and everything. And I thought she is an ex-reporter, sports reporter. That was her degree in college. And I thought, here's my daughter in her 30s texting me videotapes of former Ohio State Buckeyes, current Cleveland Brown offensive lineman playing basketball in high school. I thought, that's good parenting there when your daughter does that.
And she's doing some good parenting now, I think, Bill. Hasn't she provided several grandchildren to the dean?
Yep, got two of them, two little girls. Although one of them's not quite so little anymore. She's 5.
Oh, that's the one, huh? I know you have one that's louder than the rest, because we all do. All right, Rod Farber.
Actually, several that are louder than the rest from several different children.
Well, I think Bill's not done having more grandchildren added to the fold, that's for sure. So Ohio State recruiting, mark this number down for 16 to 18 years from now. The Rod Farber. What is the latest on Trey McNutt? I haven't heard much on his recruitment. Another standard question we get every time, Bill, for you.
Yeah, he's really not. There's not a whole lot of changes right now to report. I mean, he's still taking. He has still been taking visits and all. He's still very much looking at Ohio State, and I don't expect him to make any decisions till he takes his official visits in June, and one of them to Ohio State. But I tend to still like the Buckeyes' chances. Continue to still like the Buckeyes' chances there, but just not a whole lot changes right now to report on Trey.
There's been some questions about some guys who were specific here. One of them was on, is it Matt? I already screwed up the name, but you can take it away, Mark. It's Wilhelm.
Okay, this is the Raw Talent video, but I saw the question about Mason Wilhelm, the St. Ignatius offensive lineman. He's related to a former Buckeye linebacker. So I'm watching his film, and this isn't it right here. We'll watch this when we're done here. Okay. He's a guard type, 6'3", 270, class of 2026. I had Wilhelm as maybe a top 10, maybe top 12 offensive lineman in the class right now. He really runs his feet, gets after it, has the hustle trait, but I don't know if he's got the natural long body for like an Ohio State. Like Will Conroy is a smidge better than him, and he's the St. Ignatius offensive lineman that they've offered, so they've already kind of dipped into that, you know, well of offensive linemen at St. Ignatius. But Wilhelm's really a player. He's a scholarship player at the next level. Not saying he couldn't work his way into top 5 and be like the kid from Avon Lake. What's his name? I forget right now. The offensive lineman that's from Avon Lake.
Maxwell Riley?
Yeah. He could probably fit that role in maybe a year or so. He's, you know, Maxwell Riley's not the longest player we've ever recruited. But that's kind of the scoop on Wilhelm right now as I kind of peek at his film on the side.
We'll get and we'll get back to that video because it's more relevant at the end. Bill, this is a name I have not heard, so I don't want to ambush you, but I got two questions about it. Bishop Gorman, and Bishop Gorman, you should pay attention. That's in Las Vegas. That is a factory. Will class of 2025 offensive lineman Douglas Utu be at the spring game?
Yeah, he is a very good one. Ohio State offered him pretty early in the process, and he does have, there absolutely is mutual interest in there, pretty strong mutual interest, actually. Have not been told that he will be at the spring game for sure. I will be checking again. Today is Thursday. When you check on these kids on Wednesday and you check on them Thursday morning, things can change. Like I said, I've got several texts and messages that came in this morning. I will or will not be at the spring game this weekend. So I usually try to start my checking Wednesday night, Thursday, and into Friday with these kids. And he's a kid I'll be checking on to see. But absolutely, he's interested in Ohio State.
Doug is asking me to put the link to the foundation event that we have coming up here, this interview with Ryan Day. I will do so. It will be – I put it in the comment section here, but I will also put it in the when this show goes up in the front row, you can see it. You can also go to any of our social media platforms right now, and there's a link there. So you'll be able to get there for real. All right. We're trying to figure out how tall Julian Sand is. I don't think you're going to like the answer to that.
I don't think he's the type of quarterback that it matters. And if you're a Brock Purdy fan, start, you know, comparing those two, and that type of style is what you're going to get out of Julian Sand. And just the little clips I've seen out of Sand in practice, boy, does he just throw it smooth. There's just something about the repeatable smoothness of that motion.
Let me add something to that real quick. He is about 6'1", 6'2", maybe on a really good day. But early in the spring, I was talking to a recruit that I think is pretty darn knowledgeable. And this was before there was much of any hype about saying as far as spring ball, because it was really early in spring ball. And that recruit told me, I said, what quarterback stood out to you or whatever? Quick answer, Julian Sayen, right away. And he told me he really looks good. And I said, how good? He said, good enough to start, in my opinion. So that was interesting. That was really early in spring ball practice.
Now that we're free and clear of his employment, I think we all can agree that Nick Saban is the greatest college football coach of all time to this point, just on results only. And this is why I don't get why people don't want Drake May either. It wasn't like Drake May went to North Carolina because he liked Chapel Hill. He's a legacy there. He was originally committed to Alabama. So was Julian Sand. So if it's good enough for Nick Saban, you know what I mean? That's kind of a sign of approval there. And a guy going from California, I always love, when you are willing to go across the country for your craft, you're one of those dudes. Like I said, that used to be Alabama, Georgia, and Ohio State. I checked the offer. If you have all three and you're going across country, you're a different breed of cat. You're a future professional football player. So we have that to look forward to. Lord knows what would happen on this site and with this program if Julian Sand really does earn the starting job this year. I'll be honest, I've not put my mind around that. The dominoes that could fall from that would be large. I don't know how to even get into that. Okay.
And a while back, I had an article on Bucknuts where I talked to Julian Sayen's quarterbacks coach in California, very, very highly regarded, respected quarterbacks coach. And he talked more than anything, not about Julian Sayen's physical abilities, which are extremely high, even though he's only 6'1", 6'2". He talked about his intelligence and grasp of the nuances of playing quarterback and how he dissects things and all that, and said this kid is off the charts when it comes to all that stuff.
Roth.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
He did not go to Dunbar. He went to, this is Keith Byers. Sorry to interrupt you. Keith, I think he went to Roth, which is now Thurgood, but I could be wrong. We're talking about Keith Byers. And Bill, I want to echo what you said about Julian saying, you can't get to this point these days, and Mark, you can echo this, and fake people out. You know how many camps this kid's been to? You know how many quarterback gurus have seen this kid from California? There's no like fooling yourself into a scholarship. Wouldn't you agree with that, Mark? I mean, so the height has to be something that really doesn't.
But I agree with that. I live it. I got two young quarterbacks at here, and every time the ball hits the ground, I cringe because I know that's how they're judged. And I came to appreciate saying when I started watching his 7-on-7 stuff, his Elite 11 tape, the kid just throw completions. He just puts the ball where it's supposed to be. And because he's an inch or so away from the prototype, everyone kind of does a double take. But once you get over that, there isn't anyone who's as pure of a passer as we've seen recently. I mean, we see guys with big arms. We see guys with these crazy running skills. But the guy who can deliver the mail every play, it's hard to pass up when that consistency shows up on your doorstep. And if someone does have a secret for quarterbacks, tell me, because I will use it with my own. But it's hard work. I mean, talking to these quarterback gurus just in Ohio, the way they slow down the film and pick apart motions and ball placements and the elbow placements and hip placement. I mean, it's almost impossible to get past the test to be a quarterback. So yeah, I agree. I think Saiyan's been battle tested.
And look, there is still the classic sit in the pocket, 6'5" howitzer. I guess Justin Herbert will be the new prototype for that. But you can't fake that either. And we talked about not being able to use these big X receivers and stuff. That's because of the West Coast offense. And the Joe Montana is about the same size as Julian Saiyan. Would you agree with that?
Same with Brock Purdy. Yeah, there's a style there that – it's okay. Drew Brees. I mean, you can take all these guys. Russell Wilson's when he was playing good ball. They're 6'1". They Tua. I mean, I'm just popping guys off that fit that mold. That if you're a great passer, and here's the other thing that's overlooked: the timing, the anticipation, the ability to release the ball before receivers have come out of their break. And that's a style of play that is almost as good as the big arm guy who fires it in there late but can make the throw a tick late. These guys are thinking a tick early, and a lot of times they beat you with their mind and their cerebral play. And these quarterback gurus really tap into that early when they start talking with these kids.
Joe Germain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best man in my wedding many years ago, actually almost 39 years ago, matter of fact. The best man at my wedding was a college coach at Tulane. And they were started recruiting Joe Germain. And after he signed with Ohio State, my friend that was the best man in our wedding, he said, "What is Ohio State doing? They took Joe Germain." So we decided he couldn't play here. We didn't take him. We turned him down in Ohio State. I still remind my friend of that. Joe Germain turned out pretty good.
Was Tulane his last coaching job, Bill?
Actually, at college, he went back to – he ended up eventually going back and being a head coach in high school and winning –
He sure did.
Winning a state – having tremendous success, state championship, and everything else. But, yeah.
Were they on the option?
He had a couple college jobs.
They probably ran the option. All right.
Although he didn't – he was not a quarterback's coach. He did not make that decision. The Tulane staff made that decision.
Here's where I draw the line on size. Bryce Young. When I saw Bryce Young in his uniform, I was like, oh, my God. This is going to be a debacle. And it was. The same thing happened to me, by the way, a long time ago with Heath Shuler. Heath Shuler came out in his uniform, and they used to wear those longer – and this part of it was flapping in the wind because he was so small. I'm like, this dude's screwed. And he was. All right, Mark, you've had a chance to be up at Hard Work and, be showcased here. Take us through this and the names, et cetera, this exclusive video.
Yeah, I'll kind of, before I let this play, I'll kind of break it down a little bit here. We've had a backstage pass the last couple months to Raw Talent and the kids working up. They finally had a showcase where they got everyone dressed up in their, you know, numbers and let everyone do the one-on-ones. A lot of the names Bill talked about with spring game visitors, Elbert Hill, one of the best players in Ohio, defensive back in the class of 2026. He is so quick in and out of breaks and flipping his hips. You can see there how smooth he is. Bill, a couple episodes ago, said, you know, Mark, if he played receiver, he'd be one of the best receivers in Ohio. The next two clips are him and receiver, Bill. Watch the speed off this. This kid tries to play press on him. Bye. It's over. He beat you by 10 yards and, you know, you got your number on in front of everybody. Now you got posterized. And again, he runs another post route. Elbert can run, no doubt about it. Eli Lee has been at this event and working for the last month on one thing, coverage. Every night he's there, he's covering running backs. He's covering slot receivers, no different on this night. He's covering some guys he can actually run a little faster than in a couple of these clips. That running back right there is from Hoban. That is Ant McMullen. He's one of the fastest backs there. Eli's doing a good job covering him up. Sincere Johnson, the most physical guy there. If you get a good look at him, he is enormous at middle linebacker. Bill, I know he was just recently there. He was mugging dudes. He was not letting them get off the line. I'm going to say he could grow into a defensive end. Chris Henry was the number one receiver in the class of 2026. This kid's making a name for himself as the number one receiver in the class of 2026 for Ohio because Chris Henry left Ohio. Out of Mentor, Justin Hodge. He's about 190 pounds. He fits that
thicker lower body.
Yeah, do you see the thickness? That's what I put in my comments if you were listening to him play. Much thicker than I thought. Ace Brown played tight end receiver. I don't know if he's long enough to be a D1 tight end or fast enough for receiver. He's been working at linebacker. This might be his position where he actually becomes big time. And Ant McMullen right here is the running back going against him. This is some Hoban on Hoban crime. Ant McMullen,
speed.
Boy. Look at the speed right here. Bye. So, Amp, you know, I know these linebackers don't have help over the top, and a lot of these backs want to take him to the house, but Amp McMullen's a kid that, you know, we're going to be talking about this summer. One of the guys who had the best day is Aris Coleman-Bay from Warren Harding. He's on defense there. He is explosive. He looked like he was beat multiple times, and his recovery speed was just off the charts. I mean, he just glued himself to guys, and coming out of Warren Harding, I think we're going to hear more about him. Here's another clip of him. Lavon Reed was the explosive guy of the night. I compared him to Shane Wynn coming out of Glenville. Watch him sit down in some of these hands breaks he makes. I mean, he really can separate. And we were talking about guys that when they put their foot in the ground and lose people, yeah, like I had probably 10 or 15 clips of him because everyone he was throwing or going against, he just left in the dust. Kendall Brown is a 2026 kid that has multiple MAC offers. These are the type of kids that were going to be at the Ohio State camp this summer and trying to make a name for themselves. He can run with pretty much anybody deep coming out of Maple Heights. And what I started to do here is I'm looking at the class of 2026, and I know that's where Ohio State's headed, because 25, you know, we've kind of picked over. This quarterback from Menor Lake Catholic, Luke Anzalor, has done a great job. He's a very accurate, poised guy. There's only going to be one or two plays of these guys, so I'm going to go through them pretty quick here. Eric Robinson out of Maple Heights is another guy we have to watch, the quickness and explosion he has. And, of course, Ohio State's not going to be in on all these guys, so if you're a recruiting nerd, you're following along. Eighth grader, Bryson Hall from Wadsworth, nice-looking quarterback. Talk about Brock Purdy type. Antonio Williams from Cleveland Heights already has multiple MAC offers. I'm going to go see him at a Cleveland Heights workout here and try to check out Marquise Davis. Kingston Powell, Cardinal Mooney's one of the better players here in town. And Jerry Hickman's went to Euclid last year, and now he's transferring to Glenville. As if Glenville needed any more talent at linebacker, they have another guy here who's going to probably settle into one of their spots and be definitely an addition. He looks great running around in drills there. This is an eighth grader at offensive tackle. Okay, 6'6", 300 pounds. Eighth grader going to Austintown Fitch. So I've been watching him since sixth grade. Yeah, when you say like Orlando Pace came from this area, boy, does he look like it early. Here's another 6'5", 300-pounder out of Solon. This kid's gotten better every week. He's a project, probably more for the MAC and some of these other Division I schools. But, boy, I've come to like him. Adrian Burt, look at him. It's number 66. Go up and get this ball. He's one of Clayton Glen Oak's best players. I saw him last year live. He'll be a scholarship player. A big, tall defensive back with some range. Maybe not the fastest. I had no idea about Hearn Hendon here. And he lit everybody up. He's going to run some routes against our guy from Hoban. And he burnt some of the top corners here. This is Albert Hill here in coverage. And, you know, he broke that off a little bit earlier.
Shifty.
Yeah. So, you know, this is the nerdy stuff. If you're a recruiting nerd, maybe you're enjoying all these names popping up. But I can get pretty deep in the weeds when I start looking for guys. And, you know, hats off to these kids. They've been grinding it. They're grinding in the dark. They know this combine is just a stepping stone to the big stuff when they show up at Ohio State this summer. But I can guarantee some of these no-namers now become something down the, you know, the road. And one day on a podcast, I'll be like, remember we watched that Raw Talent thing, you know, 8 months ago? Well, this is him again. So, Bill, I don't know
if there's anyone there
that caught your eye or if you want to talk about anybody.
No, I think you summed it up very well. Some impressive clips, and I've said this a number of times. This is a great addition to our podcast, being able to watch these kids.
Well, there's one thing to have video on the podcast, and then there's another thing to have this. This is exclusive content. I can guarantee you will not see that video anywhere else on the earth. Now, that's impressive, and there are guys on that video who will have an Ohio State offer. I can tell you that right now. I don't know exactly which ones, but there was some speed on there from the pipeline that you should definitely be following.
And you know what? Let me preview that we're going to have so much more of this. This is camp combine season. For the next couple months, I'm going to be at a ton of these things. These high school showcases are in May. If you haven't seen what that's all about, there's going to be 3 or 4 weeks in May where we're going to have a videos like this for you twice a week. So we're really getting into the wheelhouse of what Scouting Ohio does in the offseason.
And you only hear, do you get Mark's breaking down of this.
Correct. So this is exclusive stuff. Speaking of exclusive, you'll want to be at the Bucknuts interview with Ryan Day later today. It'll be on Spaces on X, on Twitter, whatever they call that now, hosted by Dave Biddle and Jonah Booker. It should be a really cool experience. If you can't make it, it will be a podcast on here afterwards as well, so it should populate. That's why you got to be subscribed to the podcast for sure if you want to get this in your queue. We appreciate these guys stopping by. Obviously, Bill has been loading up on caffeine. He will not sleep for the next 100 hours as he follows the spring game, and he's the one to follow. We'll have complete coverage from the spring game. Our guys are going to be there with bells on, and like I said, if it is 65 degrees and sunny, it does make for a tremendous event. If you want a chance to go out and see some great football and get a chance to see these guys in person, and if you want to come in here and tell us how tall Julian Sand is, you go to the spring game and come back. We appreciate everybody stopping by. Have a good one, Buck Gunners. We'll be right back.
the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.